don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. Watch the walls instead. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. Dressed up to the eyes, it's a wonderful surprise to see your shoes and your spirits rise. Throwing at your friend, just not at the sound. Sleek as a sheet spinning round and round.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 331. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Yola Tango. That is Friday I'm in Love, of course by The Cure originally. And that's on the album Stuff Like That There, which came out August 28th on Matador Records. That is the new album from the Hoboken band there. It includes covers and some kind of covers of their own songs, re-envisioned songs from earlier albums, and some of them strikingly different and very good. Full court press on the PR for that one. I think you've heard them on every radio show there is. They were all over NPR for like weeks. But it's a good album. I don't think it's my favorite Yola Tango album, but it's a good one. Let's see. Music for you this week. You want to hear it? I want to play it. This is Expert Alterations with the song Dear Thomas.
Answers are welcome until the end, until the end. We'll be right back. Cause everybody's got more money, they got more money than me. Why can't anybody just give me some more money? Because
that was Fiedler with the song 40 Ounces on Repeat. That's from the band's second album, appropriately titled 2, T-O-O, which came out September 4th on Mom and Pop Records. That is a band that I really like the first album. Very aggressive, very raw, very drunk. But this album shows some growth, and I'm not sure I was ready for that. I was ready for more good time and skateboards. That song there definitely keeps the drunken craziness quotient up, though. That's pretty good. So give that one a listen. Maybe you'll find something on that album that's worth your while. Before that, we heard from the Hooton Tennis Club, a band from Chester in the UK, with the song Jasper. That's on the album Highest Point in Clifftown, which came out August 28th on Heavenly Records, a label I know nothing about, but I do like that album. And yeah, that band sounds a lot like that other band. And whichever band you're thinking about, it's probably that other band, but it's okay because you like that other band and you'll like this one too. So pick this one up. You really can't go wrong. And then we started that set off with Expert Alterations with the song Dear Thomas. And that is on the band's Split 7-inch with Literature. That doesn't come out until October on Square of Opposition Records. I think they're touring together. So anyway, Split 7-inch tour together. That makes sense. A band based out of Baltimore, Maryland. Seen the name around a lot. Never heard them. Always happy to find a split. Teach me about a band I know nothing about. But we take those sort of chances here at the Too Much Rock Podcast. It's kind of how the podcast is made, actually. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So, speaking of coming back, I've got a new song here from Craig Finn. This is called Going to a Show.
Some nights it just seems like the same old thing. Some nights it feels like a new frontier. Maybe that's why we keep coming here. Girl, when you look back at the bar, I could swear you were looking at me. You wanna get something to eat? I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone. Now she's playing with her phone. It's always been the same old people. Most of them are looking pretty old now. Thank you.
pro. You should try to fall in love when you're going to a show. I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone. I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone. She said the bassist went to college with her brother. He said, hey, you want another? She says she might have to meet someone in the main room, and she softly touched his arm. She said the bathroom's pretty nasty, but would you wanna go in with me? He said, now I'm just gonna go outside and smoke. I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone. I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone. I try so hard not to talk to myself, but it's hard cause I'm always alone.
I miss you, want you here in my arms, in my hair, to hold your neck and watch you break away. When I'm not home, ages, I look for ways to fade. In my mind, you're so fine.
Down a little bit there. That is Lou Barlow with the song Wave. That is on the album Brace the Wave, which came out September 14th on Joyful Noise Records. I think that label's based out of Indianapolis. They've been around a while. always doing good things, always under the radar. He is based out of Greenfield, Massachusetts, just up in the Pioneer Valley, almost into the world of Vermont. So that's a solid album. I'm never sure exactly what to think of Lou Barlow, but he always gives me something to think about. This album's a little bit depressing. Most of it's about the breakup with his wife of, I don't know, like 15 years or 25 years or something, a long time. He's been around a long time. And before that, we heard from Craig Finn, also around a long time. That song is Going to a Show, and that's on the new album, Faith in the Future, which came out September 11th. On Partisan Records. Craig, of course, from the Twin Cities, and that features so prominently into so many of his songs, but of course residing in Brooklyn, New York now. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 331. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I see there's an Attic show happening the 25th at the Riot Room, or Matt Pompier is playing a secret house show somewhere in KC on the 25th. You can pay for that information, and then you'll get a ticket, and they'll tell you where. But for me, I'm at the Attics. The 26th, the Plaza Art Fair is happening, and John Velge is playing, and I want to be there. You also can find Beach House at the Liberty Hall on the 26th as well. On the 30th, Red Elvis is at Knuckleheads, and that should be fun. And there is the Spanish band Hines playing at Shawnee Manor. That is Rev Gusto's house somewhere, playing in their basement on the 1st of October. They played Glastonbury this year, and now they're playing a basement in Kansas. All right, on the 7th, Built to Spill at the Bottleneck. The 8th, Makaharva Scan are playing at Great Scott in Boston. I've never seen that band. I want to desperately. I've got to figure out how to make that happen because they are not playing in Kansas City ever. I can just tell. On the 9th, Kraftwerk is playing at the Midland, and there's some discount tickets for that one happening now, so I'm confused on how that happened, as I thought it sold out instantly. The 15th, Bronco at the Bottleneck. The 16th, Boys Life at Record Bar. 23rd, Churches are playing at the Uptown, and that might make people happy. Deaf Heaven, the 25th at the Granada, the 27th of Montreal at the Record Bar. And then we're looking into November already. Glenn Hansard at the Uptown, Iris Dement at Knuckleheads, The Good Life at the Riot Room. Some shows coming up just to tease you a little bit. Things happening, coming soon. Anyway, one last song for you. I got a track here by Pussycat. This song is called Se Na Pas Une Vie. My French is so bad. And it's also a cover of Sha-La-La-Li by The Small Faces, and it's done very well. Came out in 1966, and has just found this on a compilation called Boof, The Complete Pussycat, 1966 to 1969, released on RPM Records. If you're into chanson or yee-yee, this is just a fantastic compilation. All four of her EPs, a couple of bonus tracks, and then an EP recorded with an all-girl group in, I think, 1964 that she led, including writing all the music for. So pretty amazing for that time. And this is a great cover, and it's so much fun. And I can leave you with that. See, I can leave you with a fun track, not just slow and sad or metal. Fun. This is Pussycat, Se Na Pas Une Vie. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Ce n'est pas mal.